do you do with those, Betty, very quickly, because we're almost up to the top of the hour?
Okay. What we do is please send us a prayer request, no matter how big, no matter how small. Just send us to a request. You don't have to even mention your name, just your request, because God knows what's going on in your life. Just send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will attach a prayer to your request, send it out to the prayer team, and we'll take your request to the throne. Also, send us your praise reports if those prayers get answered, because, again, we are a praising, praying group of people. Yes. Who enjoy hearing what God is doing in your life.
Amen, amen, and amen. All right, top of the hour. Our station ID. We are coming back for our second hour right now, Living the Good Life, right here from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Angel and Betty today. And, you know, Angel, there are so many times in our lives where we need prayer, and there's a lot of people who don't have anywhere to turn, and a group of people that they have found out about that can pray for their needs. That's why we do this.
Absolutely. And you're right. There are a lot of people who do not have that group in their life or know who will agree with them in prayer.
Is that important to you, to have a system around you, a people, a network?
Yeah, it's a lifeline. That's
a
lifeline.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And all of us. And Betty, I got to say, you and PJ and Shell, you all write beautiful prayers. And all we have to do is read out loud that prayer. And we know God's heard it. And we're joining our voices with so many other people on the prayer team. If any of you out there want to be a part of the prayer team, there's no financial obligation, nothing like that. You just send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Sometimes people say, well, how are you doing this radio show? We do it by tithes and offerings. And we have now for 11 and a half years. And on September 23rd, we are going to be celebrating our 600th show. We have tons of shows. Yes, thank you, Angel. There you go. Thank you both. And we got tons of shows on our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Why would anybody want to know about those shows, Betty? Why do we tell them week after week, look, go look up our shows. We got tons.
The greatest answer is because people need the Lord.
Amen.
The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates the hearts of men. And it's just so important to get the word of God. You know, it's just, you know, it's 2 hours of talking about the Lord and giving people maybe the faith that they need to get through the day or through the week. It's inspirational. And I tell you, it blesses me, and I know that it will bless you. We have quite a few shows on our website. There are podcasts on
right here, Dan Talk Network.
Right here. And all you have to do is a couple of clicks, and you hear that familiar voice of Pastor Marcia McAllister welcoming you to the radio show. And
cool.
They are very in-depth, very inspirational, and very uplifting.
Fantastic, with great contemporary music, which brings us to the first song for this second hour. It's one we started our service with at Beacon of Hope this morning, because Pastor Jim and I were in prayer before the service, and I kept hearing you're supposed to do Chain Breaker today, this morning, and at the afternoon show. Betty, I know it's one of your favorite songs by Zach Williams. And
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it great? Oh, love it.
Oh, love it.
Yep, here we go, Chain Breaker.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's the chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. And you got pain. He's a pain taker. Feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. You got chains, oh, he's a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Let him break those chains in your life. Wow. Perfect song to start the second hour, because when Jesus talks about being the door for the sheep, he talks about the fact that the thief is always trying to come in some other way and really upset the sheep and mess with them. And Betty, I love Chain Breaker. I love that song, because if you got pain, he's a pain taker, right? And whatever you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Whatever it is, God wants to be all of that for us, because he's the door to a better life for us. He's the door to greater understanding on our part of what God wants to be for us. God says, I want to be your chain breaker. I want to be your pain taker. I want to work in your life and change you. That's what it's all about. Talk to us, Betty. Love it. And we're going back to John 10, around verse 7.
Oh, I tell you, that song just fires.
Doesn't it?
I was fired up before I got on the radio. And now it's just like, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, I think we're just going to have a Pentecostal Holy Spirit shakedown right now, because God is so wanting.
Amen.
You in he wants to be in your life.
Yes.
And it comes to that point where addiction, depression, chains of of suicide, all of those things that Satan holds you down with.
Right.
God holds the key, or the channel lock that will break those chains.
Ooh,
off
yeah.
of you.
Absolutely.
And it becomes so apparent, and I heard this word again, is that Satan is a pickpocket.
A pickpocket.
Let me give you a little backup here.
All right.
Is he comes in to steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
And he's not just wanting to take just a little bit. He wants to take you down to the pit. He is going to take your finances. He may try to take your marriage. He may try to take your health. He doesn't quit. And this is where the chain breaker comes in, is once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is the people person. He is the chain breaker. He pulls you out of that dungeon. He takes you and he molds you. You're his clay. Once you give him that opportunity to be a chain breaker, he can break the addiction problems. He can take that depression and throw it back to hell where it belongs.
Right.
And he's so in tune with us because he created us. He blew breath into our
yes,
lives.
Yes, yes.
We are created in his image, people.
We are.
And we went in children's church. God does not create no junk.
Right.
He has created you to be a part of him.
Amen.
And to walk by his side. And God is a God who he never gives up. He never gives up. He keeps on. He sends people to you to try to uplift you, to try to bring you out of the mire, to try to bring you out of your comfort zone. He wants you to step outside of that boat and trust him.
Amen.
And believe in him and have faith in him and to bring you out and pick you up and put you on higher ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my God does for me.
Amen.
And that's what he wants to do for you.
Amen.
Amen. Can I
you got an amen there, sister. You got an amen, sister. You know what? You quoted John 10:10, which is where I was going next. It's perfect. John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief... He's talking about the sheep stealer, okay? The one that messes with us, the sheep, the children of God. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Okay, those are the jobs of the devil. But Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, till it overflows, till you have so much life working on the inside of you that you are more joyful, that you are more assured of your provision every day financially and in your relationships, till you're stronger in your relationships. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief comes to steal your health. God does not put sickness on anyone. We'll probably be teaching on healing again soon because God does not put sickness on people. He has no cancer in heaven. And he goes, oh, all right, let's just drop that on this one right here because I don't like that look on their face. That is not your loving heavenly Father. He's a good, good Father. He does not do that. The thief, the devil, Jesus identifies who he is in John chapter 8. We talked about it last week. If you missed that show, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Need to take a look at John 8 around verse 42, where he identifies the devil as, in the Greek, the diabolos, which is very similar to the Spanish word diablo for the devil. And he says there that the thief, the devil, is a pilferer. It's translated one that steals from you, right? He's a pilferer. He comes in to destroy what is good in your life, to destroy your health or your marriage, as Betty said, or whatever the case may be. The pilferer, the thief, and the Greek word that Jesus uses in John 10:10 for the thief is the word kleptos, K-L-E-P-T-O-S. That's where we get the word kleptomaniac, where he comes
That's
in.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, he comes thank in you, and steals you, from you. You know, he comes in and he steals from you. Now, it's not okay for the devil to do that, and we should not take it lying down, and we should get stronger in the blessings of God and know that God's word and the name of Jesus is stronger. The door, Jesus said, I am the door. There is a door for you to go through to learn these principles. I'm going to throw one more verse at you and then throw it at Angel. 1 John 3:8, that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That word destroy there in the original Greek is L-U-O, L-U-O, luo, and it means to untie, undo, unfasten. And I've got another scripture, but I'll wait on that, and I'll do that in a minute. So go ahead, Angel. I'm going to write it down so I don't forget which one we want to go to here next. But let's talk about how we have to let Jesus undo the works of the devil.
We absolutely do. You know, the devil's a copycat, you know, and he's always trying to copy what, you know, God is doing and Jesus has been doing through his ministry. And, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, that's the plan that God has for us. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. But just as Jesus has got plans, you know, the devil's got his own little set of plans. And they're like, I have plans for you, plans to steal your peace, to steal your welfare, plans to harm you, plans to steal your hope, and plans to destroy your future. And that's that thief that's coming in to still kill and destroy.
You're exactly right. And why do we let it happen? Because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came to give you life, give it abundantly. But we got to get on board with the abundance of God's blessings in our lives and not put up with this.
Absolutely.
You want to comment on that any further before we go to Betty?
We do. It's time to, you know, set our foot down and say, you know what? I am going to lay my heart, my life, my trust, my faith in the hands of the one who knitted me together in my mother's womb, the one who has the most perfect plans for me in my life. And stop looking out and trusting things that we can see with our eyes or people that are telling us this or things that we think is going to get us where God's plans are. It's not. It's only through him, the door.
The door. We got to go through that door. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, you know how this subject gets me fired up. And one of the things that we have to remember is that the devil has been around, and Jesus knows who he is. Jesus knows what he does because he was tested. He was tested on every aspect of his life. And it boils down to the point where, you know, Jesus knew what he was trying to do. And he, you know, get thee behind me. He didn't listen to him. He rebuked him. He turned him away and told him, you know, get thee behind me. And, you know, Satan even knows scripture, but it's taken out of context at some point. But, you know, he told Jesus, since you're God's son, jump. And Jesus, I mean, he just looked at him. But you have to realize Jesus went through what we're going through at this very time. He went through it for, you know, in the desert. He went through it for 40 days. And then he went through it again on the cross at Calvary. So once you begin to understand that Jesus is on our side, that the devil comes as a wolf in sheep's clothing, and what that means is that he comes in, he will make you think that, oh, yeah, this is okay. You can go ahead and do this. It's not going to bother you. If it's sin, God will let you know. If there's things in your life that Satan is tempting you on, God will let you know.
Absolutely.
That's where we have to shod ourselves, you know, with the armor of God. We
right.
have to be prepared for all areas and attacks in our life.
Right.
And what we talked about, I think, at the first of the hour is when we get to a point where breakthrough is coming in our life, Satan does not want us to prosper. He does
no.
not. He does not want us to,
woo,
to
no.
you know, be on top of things and to understand that, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us? That, you know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Is that we take all of those scriptures and we understand that what Satan's trying to do in our lives, fight. We've got to fight back. But we fight back with the Word of God. We fight back with our prayers. We fight back with songs of praise and worship.
Amen. Yes, we do.
And that's where we go. And like I say, in Ephesians, if you want to talk about the armor of God,
right.
go to Ephesians and read about the armor of God and how that protects us. And spiritually, oh, people, get into the Word of God.
That's it. That's the answer.
Read. If you don't have time to read, listen. Because anything, when you mention the name of Jesus, it scatters him
it does.
To the outer limits.
He hates the name of Jesus, yes.
He hates it. And so I encourage you, each one of you, to get into God's Word and start with, I mean, will we start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John? But get into the Word of God and understand how much Jesus loves you and how much he wants you to be victorious in this life. He wants you not only to survive, he wants you to thrive.
Thrive. And, you know, in this series we're doing right now, Jesus Is, we want you to learn to fill in the blank there for what he is to you today. What perhaps he's, maybe he protected you from a bad car accident. He's your protector. Maybe he's delivered you from a bad habit. He's your deliverer. Maybe he's saved your soul, and you know that if you died tonight, you'd be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity. He's your Savior. We want you to begin to understand that God wants you to get this down on the inside of you. Jesus is what for me? Well, here he's saying he is the door. He's the avenue for you to go from one place where you might be stuck right now and thinking this is the way your life is always going to be, to a new place, a new venture. It's hard to venture out. And I think, Dr. Angel, that a lot of people, they're afraid, like we said earlier, they're afraid of change. They don't like to make moves, you know, in their jobs or whatever, in their relationships. But they also don't want to step into the blessings of God because it's the great unknown for a lot of them.
You know, it is the great unknown for a lot of us. But, you know, pretty much anywhere we're stepping is pretty unknown. I mean, it's always a risk when we're taking those steps. And we have, you know, we have a God who is perfect. And he created the time. He is. And he is so much in my life. And, you know, we do feel fearful because it's scary sometimes. And God understands that we have fear. I mean, how many verses in the Bible talk about, you know, it's be strong, you know, be courageous, don't be afraid, you know, or terrified. And one of my favorites is Deuteronomy 31:6, where, you know, he's never going to leave me or forsake me. It's okay. He understands. Do it afraid. It's okay to be afraid. Do it afraid.
Do it afraid. You want to explain that? Because a lot of people don't even know what you mean by do it afraid.
Well, when, you know, God's bringing us into a new place of our life or a change and we're feeling fear, it's okay to feel fear.
Right.
Just don't stop in that fear.
Don't
follow
stop
where
it.
God is bringing you, even right. if you're feeling afraid.
Amen. Last week when we were talking about I am the light of the world, we talked about John chapter 1, where Jesus, the pen of John, talking about Jesus, that the Word became flesh, meaning Jesus, and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus is full of grace, which means those times when we fail, when we feel like we cannot succeed or overcome a situation or find a new job or step out in a new relationship or whatever it is, God wants to be to you. He wants to have his grace so fill you that that you're really walking in a new place. And I love Graham Cook's definition of grace: God's empowering presence that causes us to rise above where we are right now and all that we are not to become all that he is. So basically that is saying because he lives on the inside of us, when we invite him in, we can have the ability to change and become all. Go ahead, Angel, with that concept with me, if you will. That we can change. We can do this.
Absolutely.
Full of grace and truth.
Full of grace and truth. And he is the knitter, you know. I love that he knitted us together.
Yes.
Because, you know, that takes a lot of work and time to knit.
Knit a blanket.
I still haven't learned, and I'd love to, but that's pretty intricate and intimate way that he knows us.
Yes.
He knows exactly what we need and how
right.
we need to change.
Yes.
What we need to change better than any human, any counselor, any, you know, mental health professional. Like, he knows how to change us in the perfect way we need to get there.
Absolutely. And he also identifies the problem that we're all going to be up against, and that is the thief.
Yes.
The thief. And so he says, I'm the door. You got to go through me if you're going to get to that place of strength, stability, where you're trading in. That's kind of a clue, folks, on what the next song's going to be. When you're trading in those things, those anxieties, those worries, those pains, those fears, all of that stuff, those doubts, you're trading them in for the peace that you have when you go into that shelter where the sheep would rest and the gatekeeper would keep them safe in there. God wants you to trade in that other stuff, guys, the stuff that's bogging you down. Betty, give me a short comment here before we go to Trading My Sorrows, because you knew that was the next song coming up, right? Which was not the song I was planning on playing, but this is for somebody out there who needs to do a little trading in today.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, when you trade in your sorrows, you're going to get peace. You're going to get understanding. And when God gives you something, it's precious, and it's sometimes it's unfathomable. So it's amazing what God can do once we let Him do it.
So if you're sick right now and you got pain in your body, trade that pain in right now for healing as you hear this song. If you're depressed right now, discouraged, you don't know where your next dollar is coming from, or you've got major trouble in a relationship, trade that in. Say, God, I want you to take this. Take it from me. I can't fix it. Take it from me, and I'm going to take the opposite from you. I'm going to take healing from my marriage, if that's what it is, or healing from my job situation, or a reuniting with a family member, or whatever it is. Trade it in for the blessings of the Lord.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yeah. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. We say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. Though the sorrow may last for the night, comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy. Struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse, for His promise will endure, that His joy is gonna be my strength. And though the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrow. I'm trading my shame.
Praise God. Trade it in. Why would we want to do that, Dr. Angel? Why would we want to trade it in?
When we're walking around carrying all that around, that's pretty heavy stuff, and it weighs us down and holds us back and wears us out.
It does wear us out. Mm-hmm. And I think too often children of God just get used to carrying it. Just get used to the baggage, you know? One of the greatest inventions was suitcases on wheels. I mean, you know, I used to travel quite a bit and still do some, and just having to lug suitcases around is a pain. But when suitcase on wheels, I can go pretty far with that thing, you know, just pulling it, just tugging on it, you know, big difference.
It is, you know, and I think some people, you know, have this mentality that they're supposed to just, you know, hold on to all the bad stuff. You know, I'm suffering for Jesus.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that's not where
suffering
he wants
for
us,
the Savior.
Yeah, that's not where he wants us to be. He
right.
wants us to give it to him.
Right. And he does not want us walking around in that kind of
not at all
fear and anxiety. Talk to us, Betty. And that's what the thief wants. Betty, before I get to you, the thief wants, if the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's John 10:10. Jesus said, but there's a but there. But I've come to give you life and to give it abundantly till it overflows. Woo, Betty.
Oh, you know, God is such a gracious God. And, you know, where we begin is through John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's where it begins. That's where it starts. Because, you know, we play that song over again about people need the Lord. And these burdens that they carry, you don't have to carry those, my friend. Those burdens, you can cast your burdens on the Lord because he cares for you. And, it, you know, it's so simplistic, but we sometimes, Pastor and Angel, we make it so hard. We carry around things that God could be helping us with, but we choose to hold on to them. And it's best just to lay it down and let it go and let God work in your life and let him show you what a good, good father that he is, and give him your burdens. Give him a chance to let you come through the door of light and let him show you what it is like to be burden free, to have those chains removed.
Amen.
To have a life that is full of joy. And it doesn't mean that, you know, we may not face things from time to time, but he makes it a little bit easier to face,
Amen.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And I do think that one of the reasons we have a hard time laying that burden down and trading it in is because a lot of times we're full of guilt, we're full of shame, we're full of regret, and we have a hard time letting go of that, and we feel like we deserve to be punished. We deserve, and that's a lie of the devil. The devil always comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he comes to steal your peace of mind. He comes to steal your self-confidence. He comes to steal your peace. And if he can keep you all upset and thinking that, oh, you're some awful thing and you deserve this illness that you have right now, or talk to us, Angel. And remember, people, the devil is the one who puts illness and pain and suffering on us. That does not come from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, James 1:17, where there is no shifting, shadow, turning, changing. That's God. Angel.
Well, I think it boils down to that we struggle with self-forgiveness, and then we walk around feeling like we deserve all this negative stuff and bad things that are happening to us, and that's not true. You know, God's grace, his blood washed it away. It is as far as the east is from the west. He chooses to remember it no more. We need to be able to lay it down and let it go, and not lay it down and pick it back up and wear it as our, you know, badge of shame and contempt and condemnation.
Why do people do that, Doctor? Because so often they do. And you can see that there's something deeply hurting them, wronging them, and it comes out in maybe a brusqueness in the way they talk, or an anger, or a overreaction to something that is just like, their whoa, calm down, you're overreacting. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm asking that from a counselor's, but also as Christian standpoint.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And I think the reason we struggle with it as humans is it's kind of counterintuitive to the human condition. You know, you do something wrong, you pay the consequence, right? Like, that's how our world works. And with God is we do something wrong, we give it to him and lay it to him, and it's gone. And that's very counterintuitive, I think, just to how we handle things here.
It really is. Let's go to Psalm 25, because that is a perfect tie-in with that. And I love this passage of Scripture. I'm not sure what verse we're going to go to yet till we get there. But I love how David talks. And down in verse 4 of Psalm 25, and I'm in the Message Bible, "Show me how you work, God." Love this. It's my prayer. "School me in your ways. Take me by the hand. Lead me down the path of truth. You are my Savior, aren't you? Mark the milestones of your mercy and love, God. Rebuild the ancient landmarks." Verse 7 of Psalm 25. "Forget that I sowed wild oats. Mark me with your sign of love. Plan only the best for me, God." Verse 8. "God is fair and just. He corrects the misdirected, sends them in the right direction. He gives the rejects his hand and leads them step by step." Verse 10 of Psalm 25. "From now on, every road you travel will take you to God. God, follow the covenant signs. Read the charted directions." I love that, Betty. You want to talk about that little passage here? Because David is just saying, wow, I need to know how you do this. Because God, you know, there's times I feel like I don't deserve your forgiveness. Or, "Take me by the hand, lead me down the path of truth. I think I'm getting off the path." And we do get off the path when we're listening to the devil taunting us and harassing us and shaming us and all of that, condemning us. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, he is a God of direction. He is the God of truth. He will lead you down the path of righteousness. And I think a lot of times we are so hard on ourselves that we feel like that we, and we've talked about this during the show, is that we don't feel deserving enough, that God won't help us because of what we've done. You have to remember that, you know, he has given us a way out. There's no other God that will do that for you except our Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you a way out. And his road is so much smoother than ours. It's like a newly paved road. Is once we get off the gravel road, or we get off the pothole-filled road of our own life and let God direct us, the way is so much smoother. If we listen to the wiles of the devil and we listen to that misdirected voice that seems to be hounding us, you taught us many years ago, God leads and Satan rushes.
Right.
And God will lead you, just like David said in the psalm. He will lead you. He will direct you. Listen, people, for that still, small voice.
Slow down. Slow down and listen.
Sit down and let's talk. You know, I mean, again, simplicity. Is don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
Is let go of the past. Let go of fear. Let go of anger. Forgiveness. Is a big part right here too.
Oh, it is.
If we have to forgive, God will forgive us, but sometimes we have a hard time forgiving ourselves, don't you think?
Absolutely. And you know, knowing that the thief comes to try to take all your peace of mind, your joy, your health, your money, your relationships, he's the accuser of the brethren. Jesus talks about this in Revelation 12, 10 to 12. He loves, and I mentioned it last week on the show, I believe, he loves to accuse you to you. That's called condemnation, shame. Loves to accuse you to others and put it in somebody's mind that, hey, you're just not who you say you are, or you're not telling the truth or whatever. And he loves to accuse you to God, saying, oh, well, you know, that one doesn't really love you, Lord. That one, yeah, no. See, this, the devil is called the accuser of the brethren. He's called the thief. He's called the toothless lion, really, that prowls around like a roaring lion in 1 Peter 5, 8 to 11. You can put those scriptures in your notes. 1 Peter 5, 8 to 11. where it says the devil prowls around like a roaring lion. He's not the Lion of Judah. He's not Jesus. He tries to act like that's who he is. And you can tell it's the devil talking to you if you're getting more depressed, you're getting more anxious, you're getting more full of self-pity, you're feeling sorry for yourself, you're sicker than a dog. Talk to us, angel.
Absolutely, I agree with that. You know, he's a copycat. The devil is a copycat, and you know, of everything that Jesus has out there, he tries to mimic and copy and to lead us away from Jesus. That's his ultimate plan, is to keep us so distracted that we miss what, you know, Jesus has for us and his plans and his purpose and his life and all of that. And we have to be able to recognize it, acknowledge that this isn't Jesus. This isn't from God. We need to be able to know that so that we can lay it down and keep going on that path that he has for us.
And, you know, sometimes it is hard to recognize. I will admit that. Sometimes we are so used to living a life of self-defeat, where we're beating ourselves up and feeling less than and feeling like we're inferior, we don't measure up, that sometimes that little voice, we can get mistaken for God. Oh, and you think, oh, God's trying to tell me I am this rotten, awful person. No, God is love.
Yes.
1 John 4:8, God is love. Does love say you are rotten to the core? No. There's a difference between the Holy Spirit convicting us of some sin in our life and showing us something we need to ask for forgiveness for, because 1 John 1:9 says we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There's a big difference between the Holy Spirit convicting us of sin and the devil coming and condemning us. You're just a rotten piece of trash. You're nobody. You're never going to, you need to be thrown in the, and the verse that was coming to me earlier that I wrote down first, it is Isaiah 51:14. The one in exile, and in one translation it says the one in chains. We heard chain breaker. The one in exile, or the one in chains, will soon be set free, Isaiah 51:14, and will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. Claim that over people you pray for. Isaiah 51:14, the one in chains will soon be set free. Praise God. And will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. The word of God is bread. It is your bread. Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. We did that show 2 weeks ago. Go back and listen to that. I am the bread of life. Last week, I am the light of the world. Today, I am the door. And God wants to be your sustainer with his bread, his presence, himself. Betty, talk to us before we go to this last song.
Well, I think, and you know, when you were reading in Psalm 25, it says, follow the coveted sign, read the charted directions. There, you know, sometimes God gives us little snippets of encouragement through signs and wonders, through people who we know, is listen and try to follow the signs. And where else can we find that but in his word? You know, in Romans 8, when you're talking about condemnation, there is no condemnation when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's where, if we read the chartered directions, Pastor and Angel, it's in his word. It's his the living water, the bread of life. He is the bread of life that will give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And it's like,
amen.
Again, it's simplistic, people. All we have to do is give in and say, okay, God, whatever your will be done, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to surrender. I'm ready to pour out myself because I want more of you. And it's, again, very simplistic, very easy to do. And you just put a smile on God's face when we do that, because he knows. He knows every part of you, every hair on your head. He knows you inside and out,
amen.
And all he wants is the best for you.
He does. He does. Angel, do you want to comment on that before we go to the song?
He absolutely does. And, you know, when we're trying to recognize where something's coming from, you know, Jesus is there to refine us,
yes,
and build us up. And
yes.
Satan's there to squash us and make us kind of disappear. And so what are you feeling?
Right.
You know, are you feeling refined and challenged to be better, or are you feeling squashed and beat down?
Exactly. Lord, I need you.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
We come to you right now. That's the cry of our hearts. Lord, we need you. We need you. We can't do this world and this life without you. We've tried, and some of us may be still trying to do it without your presence in our lives. But Lord, I personally need you. From the bottom of my heart, I cry out, Lord, I need you every moment, every day. I need your guidance. I need your comfort. I need your peace. I need your direction in my life. I need you telling me what to do in so many different situations. And Lord, I need you just reminding me of your great love for me. And I know our audience needs those same things that I need. Lord, I pray for our audience scattered around this globe. We thank you for every listener today. We thank you for those who will listen at some other time in the future. We thank you for the ability that we have to record these shows and keep them. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your abiding and keeping presence in our lives. Lord, let every listener reach out to you in a fresh new way today. Let them desire all that you have for them, all that you want for them. Let that be the cry of their heart, that they want to trade in that junk for the blessings of the Lord in their lives. Lord, wherever they are, maybe we'll meet them in heaven someday. We ask that you bless our listeners and let them know your peace that passes all understanding. And we give you glory and praise for this amazing, wonderful time together in your word today with my wonderful friends, Angel and Betty. So thank you, Lord, for all this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Talk to us, Angel.
You know, we have a good, good Father, and that's what he wants for us. He wants to give us all that he has for us and bring us to all that he has us to be. We just got to let him.
I know. And don't you think that's the big part of the problem, is just turning over the reins of our lives and just saying, okay, God, you know what? I really do need you.
I think so many
people think they can go through life and just keep on doing that business as usual, and then a catastrophe, a tragedy comes into their life, and suddenly they're singing a different tune, you know?
I agree with you, and I think one of the reasons why people in our culture, we work so hard and so many hours and so long, because we buy the lies that if we can have this or this vacation or this car or this house or this thing, it's going to give us that purpose or that success or that peace or that contentment. And there is no such thing as peace and contentment outside of Christ.
There really isn't, because we need him. People, we need him so very much. Betty, talk to us.
Wow. You know, we look at things, so each of us look at life differently. We need to look at life through the eyes of Jesus Christ. We need to be ever present of his presence in our life.
Amen.
We need to trust in him, mm-hmm. and know that, you know, he rescues us from so many things that we don't even know.
Right.
He's rescued us from.
Right.
And one of the things that sometimes it's hard to swallow is having that mustard seed side of faith, to stand in the midst of adversity, to be able to stand and say, God is my refuge. He is my strength. He is my sword. He is my shield. He is my salvation. And sometimes we have to dig down deep within us to be able to find that strength.
Yeah.
Once we begin to understand the door that God wants us to go through,
mm-hmm.
we understand.
Right.
We have that personal understanding that Christ, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
And that's where if we fall down, we seek his face. And we turn from our unrighteousness, he will be there. He will satisfy us. He will show us his salvation. He will show us his love.
Yes.
The love and the peace that passes all understanding. Because that's the kind of Father that he is to us.
But it takes,
and I thank God every day for him. Every day.
Amen. It takes that surrender that you're talking about. And that need for him, that we did that song, A Beacon of Hope, this morning, and just, we did it twice, I think, Angel, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier in the service, and then at the end again, Lord, I need you. And we just did it again. I just felt very led to do that song again, because that's a cry of my heart. Lord, I need you in my life. I don't want to walk a moment without you. I don't want to try to make these decisions that I have to make from time to time without you. Without your direction and your peace in my life. And so, you know, a final thought for both of you before we get up here to the top of the hour. It's almost there. We're getting to 4:54. Angel, talk first, and then we'll finish up with Betty. And I appreciate you both so much. Not only are you wonderful radio team members, but you're my very good, very good friends. And I love you both very much, and appreciate your input and appreciate your time right here on the air, giving of yourselves to the people.
Well, thank you, and we really, really much appreciate you. You know, it sums up to, we need to get out of our own way and learn to surrender ourselves and to stop sabotaging our lives and stop believing the false truths that the world tries to sell us of where our peace and purpose and happiness and content, all that comes from. It can only come from Christ, and we just need to stop. And
Amen.
Just seek his face when we seek him, we will find him.
Hey, man, I have a perfect word for you to finish up on. I totally agree with that. Betty, final word. Thank you, Dr. Angel.
Yeah, both of you are precious children of God. And if I can get through this next few minutes, I've held off saying this, but God wanted me to tell all of both of you and to our listeners that the circumstances that you're in are soon going to be over, okay. That there is nothing too big or too small that he cannot handle, that in his presence, I am God of unlimited abundance.
Amen.
If we seek his face and open our heart and mind to receive more and more of him, that the joy in you meets the joy in him, and that there are things that you have been praying for will come to fruition because he is the God of your life. You both have made him, and our listeners have made him the center, the nucleus of our life, of your life. There comes a point in time where we go through these storms and these trials. I can't repeat them over the air, but both of you know the trials and tribulations that all three of us have went through in these last few months.
Yeah.
There's breakthrough coming.
Amen. We receive that. There is
a light in the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
There is, and it's him. It's God calling us to a higher standard. He's calling us to be more than we ever thought we could be.
Fantastic.
And that is through total surrender. And I just want you to both know how much I care for you and how much the Lord loves you. And that at one time, we will see him face to face. And I thank you for the opportunity to be on today.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Betty. We receive that. I receive that. I know Angel does too.
I receive it as well.
So thank you very much for speaking that word, that powerful word. It's been quite a day. Actually, it's been an amazing, wonderful day. Audience, we'd love to hear from you. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Listen to our shows on our website, www.bohmglobal.com. And also be sure and check out Facebook under our Beacon of Hope Ministries area or my personal posts and check those out. And always know that this ministry is here to pray for you. Send in your prayer requests to prayers@bohmglobal.com. I'm awed. I am blessed. I'm humbled by what God has done in this show today, all day long for Beacon. And God is doing a mighty work, and we hope it stretches to you today that you feel his presence in a mighty way. We always like to end with this song, It's Not Far to Jesus. There's no distance from the love of God for you. It's for you. He's always there to hear your prayer. And he's there to answer when we call. Praise God. God bless you all. Thank you, Betty Thomas, Connersville, Indiana. Thank you, Dr. Angel Falzone, right here, Seminole, Florida. And this has been Pastor Marcia bringing you the Word of God today, all three of us. God bless you. We hope that you'll tune in next Sunday afternoon, right at 3 o'clock. TantalkNetwork.com globally. 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and 3 AM stations. Five stations. You can find the show next Sunday afternoon, 3 PM. God bless every one of you. Hope to see you, connect with you sometime. It's not